Great to have you with us on Air Talk. I'm Larry Mantle. Hope you're having a wonderful day. Coming up a little bit later this hour, we'll take a look at Proposition 13. No, not the historic one that had a huge effect on California property taxes. The Proposition 13 that'll be on your March ballot. It is a $15 billion school bond measure split between K-12, community colleges, and California State Universities and the University of California. We'll talk about that measure, hear the pros and cons of it a little bit later. But first, we begin with the news that recently a 4 to 5 year old male mountain lion living in the western Santa Monica Mountains was killed by a property owner. The mountain lion, dubbed P56, it's the first time that a radio collared mountain lion has been killed under a California Department of Fish and Wildlife depredation permit in the Santa Monica Mountains. Since 1990, the hunting of mountain lions has been banned throughout California. They're designated by the state as a specially protected mammal. However, a mountain lion may still be killed if it harms pets or livestock, and the property owner requests a depredation permit from the State Department of Fish and Wildlife. There's a three strikes policy implemented a couple of years ago by the state that adds protection to the mountain lion specifically in the Santa Monica Mountains and the Santa Ana Mountains. There, because of its very isolated and at-risk population, that three-strike policy is enforced. So after a mountain lion has killed or injured livestock or pets, the property owner first has to use non-lethal means to deter the lion before a lethal permit is issued. But two Los Angeles City Councilmen are proposing that the state change that depredation law that allows for the permit to be issued. Joining us is one of them, the co-sponsor of this city resolution, Paul Koretz. His district, the 5th, includes the west side of L.A. from Hollywood to Bel Air, as well as San Fernando Valley communities. Councilman Koretz, good to have you with us again.
Well, thank you for having me.
So, what do you think is wrong with the state issuing permits in these specific three strikes instances?
Well, I think there's just an insane disconnect between the fact that we are working to conserve our mountain lions, especially in the city of Los Angeles, where there's possibly one still surviving that's collared, and there may be another one that's not collared, two males. And we just allowed one to be killed. It's absolutely unnecessary. There are other steps that can be taken. There are best practices. There are things like shooting them with rubber bullets or having better pens than the folks that are shooting their mountain lions have. It's a completely unnecessary step. And when you only have a couple mountain lions left, how you would kill one of them is just beyond me. It's somewhat typical of fish and wildlife who have engaged in other dangerous and unnecessary practices as well.
Isn't the threat, though, to the cougars much greater from things like cars when they cross freeways or from poisons, things like that? I mean, this is such a rare event for a permit to be issued. Does this rise to the level of threat of all the other things these cats face?
Well, when you have just a couple left and you allow them to be shot and killed, I can't think of a threat more direct than that. I mean, certainly we're also trying to limit the use of pesticides in the hillsides. Obviously, cars, we can't stop cars, but we are trying to create a couple passages so that they can get from one part of the Santa Monica Mountains to another. We're also engaging in creating wildlife corridors so that they aren't eliminated because of their inability to breed. But the most direct threat is shooting them. And if you have someone that wants to do this, has done it before. We have someone, Wendell Phillips, who grazed a mountain lion. in 2016 before a kill permit was issued, and has said the following: I think they're bowing to political pressure, and it's too bad. But the reality is no one will bother to apply for permits anymore. Shoot, shovel, and shut up. That's what's coming. So we're basing our actions on a complete scofflaw who has no interest in maintaining our very few apex predators. And there are,
we'll talk with Wendell Phillips in a moment. He's scheduled to join us. But I just want to read, according to official State Department of Fish and Wildlife, in this instance, the landowner brought in as many livestock as possible, penned any remaining livestock close to the barn and houses, utilized trained guard dogs, hot wire fencing, motion-activated lights, and radio hazing, took all those measures, and nevertheless, the mountain lion still came in and killed 12 of his animals. You mentioned about taking these mitigating steps. It sounds like in this case, the landowner did that.
There are better pens that are able to protect livestock and other animals. And I can't vouch for the fact that they use the absolute best pens that could actually protect their animals, or whether they did the most aggressive hazing, like the rubber bullets example. But I think for most of them, especially with livestock, the question is the cost. So Joe Edmiston of the Santa Monica Mountains Conservancy has offered to personally reimburse anyone for the cost of lost animals. So the idea that the cost is a factor, I think, is taken out by that. I mean, honestly, I would contribute to that effort personally myself. When you have two mountain lions left before that species potentially could go extinct in this particular area, you just have to take more extraordinary measures as opposed to protecting a couple of sheep. I mean,
I think it's more than a couple of sheep, but take your point. Paul Koretz with us, L.A. City Council member. Wendell Phillips, Malibu resident, who grazed a mountain lion that had killed some of his livestock. He had alpacas and horses that were killed by P-45, which he shot but did not kill. Mr. Phillips, thank you for being with us. So your response to what the councilman is saying?
Well, first of all, the councilman is ill-informed. I had a depredation permit that had been issued. In fact, I had two permits for attacks on my property. And trying to talk about rubber bullets, I mean, it would be sort of like tantamount to telling a burglary victim, your burglar alarm wasn't the best, and therefore you're at fault for being burglarized. The bottom line is mountain lions are apex predators. As a peace officer, I was peripherally involved in two of the fatal attacks in California, one in 94 and one in 2004. And especially for a woman or a child, they would have no chance against a mountain lion. And the bottom line is this: the three-strike policy, by the way, that the Fish and Game adopted is not the law. It's their interpretation, and it's never been tested. The bottom line is if you're on your property and you're threatened by a mountain lion, especially if your family is threatened or you're threatened, you obviously have the right of self-defense.
But that's different than killing the animal because your animals were killed.
Well, but I'm going to continue my thought. The point is if the council member wants to make his district a sanctuary for mountain lions, that's one thing. Then the people in his district, if they don't like that, can vote him out of office or recall him or whatever they want to do. But the city of Los Angeles passing a resolution to enforce or not enforce a law that they don't have to live under. The city of Los Angeles isn't up here in the Santa Monica Mountains and has no jurisdiction here. It would be like the city of Ventura backing a resolution for L.A. to handle their homelessness problem and stop the rats with bubonic plague. It's similar. So if you haven't been exposed to the threat, my wife has to, when she goes out at night after dark to feed the animals or check on the property or whatever, has to take a firearm. It's your only defense against mountain lions.
But again, that's perfectly legal, right? If a mountain lion poses a threat to your wife when she's feeding the animals, she does have the right to defend herself, right?
Well, but supposedly under this three strikes policy and under the ridiculous rubber bullet policy we just heard espoused, It's questionable whether she has the right to be able to lawfully take a mountain lion. The Fish and Game is trying to say it has to be three attacks by the, and you have to be able to prove it was the same mountain lion.
Even if it's on a person, though?
Yep. Yep, that's what they're saying, is it's the same deal, is there has to be another. Anybody that's not under direct threat always comes up with the argument, there has to be a better way. Well, I hate to say it, but come rub hamburger blood all over you and sleep in a sleeping bag up here in the Santa Monica Mountains and see how safe you feel in the middle of the night if you don't have the ability to defend yourself.
We're talking with Wendell Phillips, Malibu resident, who's had livestock that's been killed by mountain lions. He shot and did not kill P-45. This goes back a few years ago. Also with us, Paul Koretz, Los Angeles City Councilman, who with Councilmember Rue is proposing that the state of California change its policy, which allows for the killing of a mountain lion under a three strikes policy that kills livestock. Also with us is Beth Pratt, California Regional Executive Director of the National Wildlife Federation and author of the book When Mountain Lions Are Neighbors, People and Wildlife Working It Out in California. Ms. Pratt, thank you very much for being with us. Do you support the state doing away with the depredation permit process?
Yeah, and I want to thank Councilmember Koretz. Some iteration of that. I mean, what we are seeing with this issue is killing individual mountain lions like P-56 in this area where these mountain lions are threatened. Now, throughout California, not all mountain lions are in that critical status, but this population is on its way out. He was one of two males left in this population, and it is game over quickly if we keep doing that. It solved nothing. Another mountain lion can come in and prey upon that livestock, which I would take. You listed the things that these livestock owners have done, and like Councilmember Koretz, some of them are dubious at best. Penning animals outside, unless it is one of those full enclosures, is actually going to make the problem worse. And I think we need to, if people are not going to take responsibility for living in these places where mountain lions are on the landscape, and I take issue with Mr. Phillips saying we don't have skin in the game. I live in mountain lion territory. I have animals. I take protections. Anybody in L.A. who's hiking or living near Griffith Park has mountain lions in their yard. A couple just emailed me photos of P-22 walking through their yard. So anybody in the Santa Monica Mountains, whether you're living where Mr. Phillips is or, around Griffith Park or near the Getty where that uncollared cat is living with mountain lions and taking precautions. So I think for this critically threatened species that, any threat, whether it be rat poison, an automobile accident or poaching or being killed for preying on sheep. We need to take care. This population and having mountain lions on the landscape, which by far most Californians support, needs to be given more precedent than 12 sheep. And I am sympathetic. I have animals. I would not want them to be killed. But I think we do need more rigor in this area until this population is stabilized.
Now, when you've got larger animals like alpacas, for example, are there ways that you can secure livestock like that to keep them safe from mountain lions?
Yes, and I think what we found, especially with P-45, which, was brought up, we're willing to help. I think that's what concerns a lot of us, like, some Councilmember Koretz and Joe Edmondson, who offered his money. When P-45 situation came up, there was an outcry, but the National Wildlife Federation, the group I work for, donated $2,500 to build an enclosure for that owner. The National Park Service, the Mountain Lion Foundation, and tons of volunteers came out to help. So I don't want to demonize these livestock owners. Perhaps it was just a matter of not being educated right about what the proper measures were. But what I am taking issue with is we weren't allowed to come in as a community and help and get those people to a place where their livestock was protected. As we know, we have countless people who support mountain lions on the landscape, who have livestock, who are living without any depredations because they are taking measures. And there's a lot you can do. I think it's just that we would like the opportunity to help. And I think if we're not going to be given that, then if people aren't going to step up and take responsibility, then that's why I do support, for a while, putting a moratorium on these. And I do want to take issue, too. In no way is this going to, and the CDF would be the first to reinforce this, take away the ability of people to defend themselves when they are under attack by a cat.
No one's proposing that.
In a state with 40 million people, in the last 100 years, there has been less than 20 attacks on people. So it is very, very rare. And there's also no evidence to show that a mountain lion preying on an alpaca or a goat, something that resembles their native natural prey, poses any additional risk to humans.
Wendell Phillips, your response to Beth Pratt.
Well, again, it's sort of like telling the store owner, that's the price you pay for having a store in a high crime area. You're just going to get robbed, get used to it. The bottom line is this. People should have a right to use their land as they choose. There's this bit of, you can just get a pen. The county wants you to get a permit to get a pen, and they may or may not advise you that you can have it. And then you can pay the fee to get the permit. People have land. They have animals on their land. They have a right to be secure in the place where they live. And if you can imagine what they did up here in the Santa Monica Mountains, we used to be zoned agricultural, and everybody had animals. And then the county, in their infinite wisdom, changed it to residential. And now we have a mountain lion sanctuary in a residential neighborhood. It's a recipe for disaster.
I want to thank you all for being with us. Wendell Phillips, Malibu resident, who's had livestock attacked by mountain lions. He shot but did not kill P-45 several years ago. Beth Pratt, California Regional Executive Director, National Wildlife Federation, and author of When Mountain Lions Are Neighbors. And Paul Koretz, L.A. City Council member, co-sponsor of a measure calling on the state of California to do away with its depredation permits, allowing landowners to shoot and kill mountain lions when their livestock is killed. It's Air Talk on 89.3 KPCC. Coming up, we'll talk about the statewide ballot proposition you'll have a chance to vote on coming up in the March primary. Back in 1 minute.